السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله، صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed family, his blessed children, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Yesterday, we spoke about the eyes. We spoke about shedding tears. I touched upon the connection of the heart to the eyes. The connection between these two is very clear. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when you find and you feel your eyes no longer shed tears, when you find your eyes are facing a drought, in reality, it's actually the heart which is facing a drought. When the heart dries, it becomes hard and far from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearts become so hard that you see, even when a body is carried in front of them to the graveyard, even then it has no effect on the heart or the eyes. We need to come back. We need to soften our hearts. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a soft heart. O Allah, save us from the eyes which do not cry. Save us from the eyes which do not flow in the love of the most beautiful, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Save us from the heart which does not beat in the love for Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what hardens the heart? The ulama-i-kiram have written many, many, many reasons. I will only mention a few. All of the mashayikh, such as Imam Ghazali, etc., radiallahu ta'ala anhu, have mentioned different reasons. But they have all listed one reason which hardens the heart, and that is the abundance of talking, the abundance of speaking, kasratul kalam. Don't speak in abundance without having the zikr of Allah Almighty and the mention of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The furthest person from the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who talks too much. The second thing which hardens the heart is laughing too much. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah to us, the like of which I have never heard from him before. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لو تعلمون ما أعلم لا ضحكتم قليلا ولا بكيتم كثيرا. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you knew what I know, you would laugh little and weep much. Thereupon those present covered their faces, and they all began to weep. If you look at the words used by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, both ends of the spectrums are being explained. Either one laughs a lot and weeps little, or laughs little and weeps a lot. If you know what I know, if you knew what I know, subhanallah, this again is the ilmi ghaib of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you knew about the Day of Judgment, if you knew about the Sirat, if you knew about the Mizan, the Hisab, the difficulties of the Day of Judgment, the thirst, etc., if you knew about the punishment, etc., I know. If only you knew what I know. If only you knew of the difficulties of the time of death, the questions of the grave, the difficulties of the grave, I know. If only you knew what I know, you would all laugh little and weep much. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala once passed by a man. He was laughing. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala asked the man, "Have you already passed the bridge of Sirat? Have you already found out whether you are going to Jannah or Jahannam?" The man replied, "No." Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala said, "Then why are you laughing so much?" The ulama ikram say that this man was never seen laughing again in the city of Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would say, "I am completely amazed and surprised at the one who laughs a lot, as the fire is behind him and catching up to him. I am amazed and surprised at the one who is extremely happy, as death is right behind him." And similarly, Sayyidina Fudail ibn Ayyaz radiallahu ta'ala would say, "I am surprised at the person who laughs a lot, whereas his coffin, his covering cloth when he's in the grave has been made. It has been washed and it's already on the journey to the market to be purchased." What a powerful message from the Sufiyai Kiram. Don't become someone whose life revolves around humor and a few jokes and a little bit of laughter. Another thing which hardens the heart is eating in excess. Nowadays, the lives of many people revolve around food, food, and nothing but food. Eating abundantly and talking a lot, both hardens the heart. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "May Allah have mercy on a servant who spoke well and gained good, or kept silent and avoided harm." He also said, "He who believes in Allah and in the last day should speak good, otherwise remain quiet." Sayyidina Fudail ibn Ayyaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Two things harden the heart: too much sleeping and too much eating. When our stomachs are full, it's impossible to concentrate on the heart. Too much eating weakens the body's metabolism and it makes us lazy. And another thing which hardens the heart is the companionship of evil people." My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, choose your friends wisely. If you sit with the wrong person, if you sit with the wrong people, it will have the wrong effect on you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has explained to us that a good friend and a bad friend are like a perfume seller and a blacksmith. The perfume seller might give you some perfume as a gift, or you might buy some from him, or at least you might smell its fragrance. As for the blacksmith, he might singe your clothes, burn your clothes, burn your house, or at the very least give you a bad smell. If your friends are neglectful of Allah Almighty, if they are neglectful of the duties and obligations towards Allah Almighty, if their hearts are hard, then you will also become like them. But if you sit amongst people who have soft hearts, who constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will also become like them. Just think of our mahafil, the gatherings of praising the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I'm talking about the proper ones here. Not the ones with artists who dress like brides and wave their hands about and have the moves. If you sit in programs with the men of Allah, if you sit in the gatherings in the presence of the awliya, if you sit in the gatherings of awliya such as Huzur Muhaddis-e-Kabir, your hearts become soft. Tears begin to flow. Your love is increased for the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Just by being there, everyone in that mahfil is experiencing the same thing. Hearts are beating fast. Tears are waiting to flow. And in some programs, what happens is if Allama Sahib Qibla Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah's voice trembles a little, holding back the tears, this triggers everyone's hearts and the eyes begin to flow. Subhanallah. Aankho mein chamak ke dil mein aaja, ae shamae jamale Mustafai. Dil sard hai, apni lau laga de, اے شمعِ جمالِ مصطفی. میرے دلِ مردہ کو جلا دے, اے شمعِ جمالِ مصطفی. تقدیر چمک اٹھے رضا کی, اے شمعِ جمالِ مصطفی. اللہ Almighty grant حضور محدثِ کبیر a long life. May his shade be upon us and may our hearts become soft in the love of Allah Almighty and the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubin.